Reference Democracy and Culture, paní Elie Macri, která řekne několik slov o organizaci následné občanské konzultace. Elie?
Unfortunately, I don't speak Czech, so you will have to bear with me. Thank you for coming in this event. As Václav said, my name is Elina Macri. I'm the general manager of the Democracy and Culture Foundation, an organization that has its seat in London, but I come from Athens, I work from Athens. And this event is part of a bigger event which is taking place in different parts of the world. The reimagining the building blocks of democracy, as Václav previously mentioned. This is the fourth city we organize the citizens' consultation for this year. Before Prague, it was Bogota, Nairobi, and Bucharest. And at the end of the week is going to be in Brussels with an experts roundtable. And what we aim from this event is to form concrete policy recommendations. Last year we started with the same topics, with experts roundtables, but this year we stress test them with citizens panels. Very briefly, why we started this project. Originally, the Democracy and Culture Foundation that I'm coming from was created out of a conference called the Athens Democracy Forum, which started 10 years ago from the New York Times. It started in Athens because Athens and democracy, somehow they are historically related. I'm saying somehow because I think there are also other narratives. And, you know, in the conferences, it's too much talk the talk. And at some point, our speakers and delegates said, enough with the talk. We've heard about the fake news. We've heard about authoritarianism. Am I speaking too fast for the interpreters? Hopefully.
I don't know.
Hopefully not. So we've heard about everything that has to do with populism. Now tell us how we can fix democracy. And this is how we came up with five functioning parts of democracy: information, disinformation, political parties / influence / money, which is what are we going to do here. The power of the people, voting, and the power of the executive. So this sounds, and right now we have added also business and AI and ethics, which is going to be at the end of the week in Brussels. Out of these meetings, we are trying to come up with concrete policy recommendations that, along with our partners from the previous year also, we will gather in Athens in September to calibrate the findings and see how we can implement year three, next year, those policy recommendations. When we are saying about policy recommendations, I think most people don't really believe on this, but so far we have two very concrete policy recommendations that came out from the previous events. It's the fourth branch of government, something that the Academy of Ban Ki-moon is working on, to establish a permanent a body of citizens, randomly selected for a year term, in order to participate into the executive decisions, and then, of course, stable parliamentary committee in the parliament, committees of citizens, again, randomly selected. Imagine it's something like the jury, and I don't know if in Czechia there is the jury in the criminal court. There must be.
No, there is. There is one.
There is. So imagine that, which is, I mean, in Greece and in other countries, is obligatory. One day you receive this and you have to show up in court. So imagine this doing it for in politics. So these are two very concrete policy recommendations we're working on. And so I want to make an introduction to the specific one on political parties. I will leave our very good facilitators, Colomb and Andrea, to tell you more. Thank you again for showing up. And if you want more information about the work we do, what is going to be the future of our project, I'm here. I will be all around.
Thank you, Alina. So, we are about to start. And we have a small room, but actually this makes all our contributions more important. So let me give you a quick presentation of what we're gonna do today and why we are doing it. So complementing with Alina Sainz, and how actually your voice will matter a lot on basically our whole project. So my name is Andrea Benson, I'm Italian, as you might hear, and I work for ATLAS, an organization I co-founded with Colomb, and we are partnering with DCF for these consultations. And today's topic is particularly of interest to me, because we always think about change, we always think about how citizens can be more involved in democracy, in decision-making, but at the end, today, in most countries where democracy is something, political parties are still the gatekeeper of citizen voices. They are different experiments, of course, referendums, citizen assemblies, but still 99% of the political decisions are taken by elected officials that come from political parties. So this is a system that we have. Today, with you, they are going to be here with us. We're going to probably rearrange the room around here to have a real discussion. We want to understand two things. One, how can we change the way political parties work to ensure more participation and better rules for participating? And two, are there alternatives to the current system built around political parties? And why are we asking you this? I don't hate political parties. I actually built one with Colomb, as you mentioned before. But we know that people are losing trust with democracy. There's a very interesting, and with political parties, there are very interesting stats coming from the United States, where you could see that 44% of millennials, so my generation, not even the youngest people, but now like 30, 35 years old, are now registered as independents. So they do not believe anymore that two main political parties in the United States can answer their needs. And I'm Italian, I live in the United Kingdom. It's very similar in the countries I know. And I bet that here is not that different. And this is a stark contrast with one or two generations before, where political parties were still the main vehicle, where most of the population, 85, 90% of the people, would identify with, would get their membership, be very loyal to these vehicles. It's not the case anymore. So either we improve political parties or we find another ways. Because if not, democracy will decay. Turnouts will continue to diminish and the trust that people have in politics and in democracy will keep on declining. So these are the massive challenges we have we are facing. And today this panel, this small group of people we are, we'll have to try to find a few concrete solutions that are not going to be just, as we like to say, an intellectual masturbation. We not only stay here in this room, but actually, the organization Alina is representing today will take these ideas and present them at the Athens Democracy Forum, a very, very big gathering of leaders. Just to give a few names, last year they were Ursula von der Leyen, the EU Commissioner, President Zelensky of Ukraine, so like very, very important people, will be presented with the outcomes of this work, and they will consider them for policy implementation in their country, in the continent, and so on. So it's actually an incredible opportunity. And we have a few people, normally we're way more. We did other events with 200 people, 300 people. We are just 10 people, so it means that our voice today we count a lot. It's very, very, it's a unique opportunity to actually matter in the political process without being elected official. So what I invite you to do today is, in the next 2 or 3 hours, we're going to be sitting together, and Colomb will go through the agenda of how we're going to conduct this consultation, is to really understand and really consider the fact that our voice for once truly matters. And for me, this is incredibly important because I lead political parties, I did a lot of other activism and so on, and it was very rare to have such an access to political leaders and to have my voice representing a process that will perhaps change in 2 or 3 years legislations here in Czech Republic or in Europe or beyond. So I invite you all to take this opportunity. I invite you to put your heart and your brain into this, and I'm sure it's going to be a very, very interesting afternoon together, and there's also food and coffee, so it makes it perfect. So now we need to give the mic to Colomb to explain it to the day.
So 2 more minutes, and we don't speak at all. And we don't speak anymore, and then it's on you. So here are the rules of the game. 1, when we talk about democracy and politics, we all get fired up. I've worked with Andrea for 7 years. If we spend more than 5 minutes speaking about politics, we'll disagree about probably 90% of things. That's okay. So my only rules is be respectful. We'll go in turn, everyone gets to speak. So that's quite important. We tend to cut each other. And we'll come to a consensus. Trust us, we've been doing it for a long time at the end on solutions. We're going to start with issue identification. For 40 minutes, we'll ask you all to speak and identify the main issues you have with political parties here in Czech Republic, but we'll extrapolate it to the world. You have issues, you might not trust it, like it. You might think you want different representatives. You might think your political party should be the one in power. Just issues. I know you probably have incredible solutions, we don't want them yet. Just issues. After this, we'll prioritize the topics you've been discussing, and we have a very, very, very advanced way of doing it. It's stickers and post-its, and we'll vote on ways of the issues you've identified. And then we'll do the same process for solutions. So we'll identify 3 main issues with political parties, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about potential solutions to them and vote on them. Again, at the end, we'll take those solutions and bring them to Athens. Something you forgot to mention, Andrea, is, for example, the event we did in Kenya. The solutions are already being proposed to Parliament. There were parliamentarians that took them, were like, this is great, it could really help us, let's pass it in Parliament. So again, it might just have a very concrete impact. So that's it. You won't hear from us for moderate, but that's it. Now it's all on you. So the way we're going to do it is, if you need caffeine in your body to survive, it's the moment. Get coffee. We'll put more chairs here, and we'll get started on the discussion. So don't hesitate to grab food, coffee, and we're getting started in just 2 minutes. Give us time to rearrange the room.
Let's do it. And if you want to speak in Czech, obviously do it, and I'm going to listen to this
beautiful
thing.
I think
we'll
put the chairs here, right?
Yeah, put the chairs here.
So for the translators, we are taking a tech break. I don't know if you heard.